Okay. So I just wanted to say that I do not have any interest to disclose, and the co-author on this study was Max Hadler, who unfortunately couldn't be here, and we also collaborated closely with the Community Clinic Association of Los Angeles County, community partners and community health centers that participated in the research, and the funding was from the California Community Foundation and Weingarten. So probably all of you that have been looking at the issues of the post-reform era and the safety net probably are aware of the changing landscape of healthcare delivery broadly. But in California and in LA County particularly, these are some of the issues that the community health centers have been very aware of. So Medi-Cal expansion, obviously California is one of the expansion states, so Medi-Cal is being expanded, and then California is transitioning, or has been transitioning a lot of the population into managed care, so that means a different environment, especially if you're a community health center. They're covered California, obviously, which is California's exchange marketplace. Has been operational, and that means that there are a lot of plans with narrower networks that means that a lot of the community health centers need to have connections with these health plans in order to play in that marketplace. Remaining uninsured in California, we've been successfully enrolling a lot of people into different forms of coverage, but of course there is a large remaining uninsured population. California also has a significant number of undocumented who are not eligible for any of the ACA forms of coverage. So, and then of course everybody's alert and aware of the triple aim and the push to have better care, better health, but lower costs. So it's all of these changes really lead to a different way of thinking, or at least perceptions of community health centers from providers of last resort, safety net as the providers of last resort, and converting, trying to change that image to providers of choice. So if you talk to community health centers, they feel that they've been, you know, they're doing a lot of things to be providers of choice. So when we did this study, we were looking at four different things that to see how the community health centers are performing in these four different areas and how well they are progressing. We looked at patient-centered medical home recognition. I don't know whether I need to repeat the joint principles. Probably by now a lot of people have heard what's required under patient-centered medical home we were looking to see how many of the community health centers had formal recognition by NCQA or the Joint Commission. We didn't really look at the other forms of recognition. These are the two prominent ones. We also asked them whether they had been working towards getting recognition, even though they might not have it yet. We also asked them about their level of health information technology development and meaningful use attestation, so whether they had installed EHRs and disease registries and things like that, and what level of training has been provided to get those things in place. Also, we asked them about the meaningful use, whether, you know, what percentage of their providers actually had attested, and meaningful use meaning monitoring, evaluating, coordinating care using the EHRs. We also asked them about how many contracts they had with managed care organizations. Because if you're aware of the community health center environment, you know, their funding sources is a combination of revenues and grants. So they get federal grants, particularly if they're FQHCs, federally qualified health centers, and that the amount of grants are, the difference between how much grants they get and how much revenues they get has significant meaning for their sustainability and their ability to make progress in a lot of different areas. We asked them about the type of payers, whether they had how many of their patients are coming from public managed care organizations, particularly Medicaid in California, how many private payers they had, self-pay, and contracting process and negotiating skills, which is very important if they want to get into the networks of the different providers, including the Medicaid managed care organizations. And we did ask them about the quality improvement activities. We looked at their participation in various collaboratives, as well as internal efforts that they might have conducted. And that, obviously, the collaboratives tend to have more of an impact on comprehensive, they tend to be more comprehensive, and they could have more long-lasting impact on the activities of the organization, but the internal efforts often are shorter-term problem-solving, and they may not be comprehensive or have long-lasting impact. Data sources we used were the California Office of Statewide Planning and Development. They have an annual, they publish annual data on the various aspects of the activities of the community health centers. We looked at the lists of recognition from NCQA and Joint Commission, and we also asked Community Clinic Association of LA County, who provided us with some data on their EHRs and the meaningful use, et cetera. And the Community Partners, which is another organization in California that has a program called Building Clinic Capacity for Quality, they also provided us information about the QI. And we also supplemented all of that information with a survey of the community health centers. And we did not include all of the community health centers in California. We wanted the ones that actually provide comprehensive primary care, because there are some that are very unique and narrowly narrow in the type of service that they provide. So we excluded those organizations, and we ended up with about 39 that participated in our survey, and we were able to gather the information for them. 28 were federally qualified, and then 3 lookalikes, and then some independent community clinics. But we did compare our information to those that did not participate, at least from the administrative data. Their characteristics were very similar, except for we did have more FQHCs in our sample. So this is what we did. Then we came up with a score of how ready were these community clinics based on the four different criteria that we had looked at. And we sort of noticed that about 13% came up at the highest level, and another 26% also were high, but of course they were not at that level of readiness, and about 21% that were at the lowest level. And I'll break that down for you in a minute. So we then looked at, so this is the data that shows the components of what went into that score. So in terms of patient-centered medical home status, we were looking at whether, you know, they had any plans, and then all the way along the continuum, they were thinking about applying, they had actually had an application pending, they were level 1 or 2, or they were level 3. So that's how it panned out. About 10% were here. We looked at whether they had various types of, you know, did they really have much electronic, in the way of electronic health records, and then did they have some information electronically but not much, and then they did have it but then did not have attestation by their providers, and then the level of attestation. So this was the highest level, where they had done EHRs, and they also had a lot of their providers that were participating in the meaningful use. Looking at the percentage of their patients that came from managed care plans, we found that, you know, the highest number was 41% or more of their patients were coming from those plans, and that was about 18% of the community health centers participating. And then we looked at the quality improvement, whether they had external, which was the collaboratives I was describing, versus internal efforts that they had put together themselves, and you can see that there were some, about 18%, that had done a lot of these kinds of activities. So those would be the organizations that fell into that highest score. And then we looked at some of the characteristics just to get a understand. So we score them. Now let's see who they are and what are their other characteristics. And you can see that a lot of the community health centers that were at the highest level of readiness according to our score were also quite large organizations. So they have a lot of primary care providers. They had lots of clinical, a lot of clinical support staff and a lot of administrative staff. And then the reverse were organizations that were quite small and they didn't have a lot of staff. Looking at how much patient care they actually provided, you can see the largest ones were quite large, 33,000 annually in the number of unique patients and about 118,000 encounters reported. Looking at Medi-Cal, Medicaid in California, most ready community health centers had a lot of Medicaid patients as well. So 48%, that's nearly half of their patients, come with a steady source of payment. So that's the crucial factor here. And they didn't depend as much on their grants. They didn't have the self-pay patients, which are the sliding scale, were not that many compared to the smaller, the less ready organizations that really did not participate sufficiently in the managed care or Medi-Cal. In terms of the revenues, this is what I was trying to say earlier, where the most ready, they had about 61% of their funds coming from patient revenues. So this would be all of those different insurance, et cetera. In terms of grant revenues, they really didn't rely that heavily on their grants. So this means a lot more resources coming into the organization rather than depending on the federal grants. So we said that about 2 in 5 of the community health centers in Los Angeles County had significant progress in readying themselves for the ACA at the point that we were doing the study, and the most ready were better prepared to manage and coordinate care for the newly insured and the remaining uninsured, and the less ready clinics tended to be smaller organizations with fewer resources to implement the changes that are needed to be ACA ready. And our recommendations were that community health centers, whether they are actually going to get recognition or not, they should be thinking about putting in place a lot of the different principles of the patient-centered medical home in order to sort of be ready for participation in all of the different programs that are available and to hopefully garner some of the fees that some insurers are now paying to organizations that are patient-centered medical home. The acceleration of the health IT development obviously is something that everybody we recommend it should be thinking about and seeking outside funding when possible. Looking for or participating in managed care contracts obviously is going to be very important because it provides a stable source of patient-generated revenues. And finally, increasing participation in quality of care improvement collaboratives or implementing internal quality improvement. So the study is available at the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research's website, and you can look at that. I would I have time for about clarification questions. I think we're going to have a discussion at the end, but if there's any quick questions. Yes. Um I think there were revenues from other sources that, oh, grants, donations and other types of money, fundraising.